Hey everyone, I thought I'd once again check in, and I just looked at my audioboo timeline and I was very pleased to see so many boos. As you might know, I have no smartphone and such. I'm only using my computer, as unbelievable as it might sound. But then I read the titles of the different boos and I noticed that there seems to be a new update of the audioboo app, and this seems to have made things a lot better. So I'm just very happy about that, just because so many people are back and are recording again. This is great. I'm just sitting here in the bedroom on the carpet, and Taylor has just joined me here and laid down beside next to me, beside me. This is not bad, because I wanted to talk about him anyway. Because yesterday we had a really rough day. The morning was okay, and nothing really happened. But then in the afternoon, our friend Zütje came, and we cleaned the apartment, and she helped us with some things, and we talked, and like we usually do when she's here. And Taylor seemed to be so excited, in a good way, yes, but yeah, very active. And normally in the afternoon he lies somewhere, and he sometimes sleeps, and then he walks around a little bit, but is quiet. And yesterday it was the complete opposite, so this was quite unusual. And he started chewing on things like soap again, which also had nearly stopped, because since he has his chew bones, this got a lot better. And he kept running around, and he was very wild. And then when Zütje left, he and we went into the living room, and he had to stay outside, but he could see and hear us through the screen door. And this is normal here. So he lies in front of the living room door and sleeps there normally. But yesterday he started whining so loudly, and in the evening I fed him, and then because he didn't stop whining, we went outside and we thought, okay, maybe he has to get busy, but this wasn't the case either. And it just didn't stop. And when we went for our last walk in the later evening, he was so confused. He ran in the wrong direction, which he never did. And he was pulling like crazy, and he was so unfocused, and I really started to get worried. But then when we went to sleep, he fell asleep also. And when we woke up this morning, everything was back to normal. So I don't know. I don't know what the case was. And then today we had such a great experience. We have been practicing obedience a lot. And we recently worked on that he... So outside on a meadow, that he sits down and I walk away, and he has to remain there. And then when I call him, he has to come, and then he gets a treat. And we practiced this on a long leash, but since it was always working very well, today I decided to take the leash off him. And at first it was an insecure feeling, because I thought, what if he starts running somewhere and then he's he's gone, and my calling won't take him back. And but I had brought some sausages, so I was quite sure he would come. And then I walked away. He stayed there, and when I called him, he came. He got a tiny piece of sausage, and then I didn't put the leash on him instantly, because he was so full of joy then that he had managed to do this task, and he was jumping around me, and he got all crazy, and then he ran across the meadow. But every time I called him back, he came immediately, and it was such a great feeling that we could move on this meadow, and he walked around and he ran around, and but all the time he seemed to know that I'm the one who tells him when it is over and when he has to come back, and this was so great. And now he's observing the microphones, the recorder, as if he would like to add his experience. And yeah, this was just like a reward for this stressful day yesterday. And I had to come here and share this. And I think all the people who aren't interested in dogs, they can unfollow me, or are thinking of unfollowing me, because this seems to be my main topic at the moment. But I also know there are a lot of people who like animals in my timeline. So, yeah, maybe this is of interest to some of you.